Macmillan Audio presents Hope in a Jar by Beth Harbison. Read for you by Orla Cassidy. Chapter 1. I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, never, never let you forget you're a man. Ad for Angelie Perfume by Charles of the Ritz. The only thing worse than finding out your boyfriend is cheating on you with a beautiful woman is finding out he's cheating with an average woman. Allie Denty learned this the hard way, when she got off work early and walked into her bedroom to find what appeared to be a seal flopping under the covers of her previously made bed. It was hard to say who became aware of whom first, or who was more surprised. At almost the moment Allie entered her bedroom, a woman she'd never seen before popped her head up from under Allie's 450-thread-count Martha Stewart sheets and screamed like a banshee. "But..." Allie began in shock, as if they'd been in the middle of a conversation. She didn't have time to finish the thought, whatever it might have been, because the woman leaped off the bed, stumbling to pull the sheet around herself, only to reveal Kevin, whose hands were bound over his head with his Jerry Garcia necktie. The tie Allie had given him for Christmas last year, even though it cost more than all the other ones at Macy's. Every muscle in Allie's body clenched, and she looked in alarm from the banshee to the boyfriend she'd so foolishly and so completely trusted. "What the..." Allie tried again. "Kevin, what is going..."